Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom, and Dr. Clarity is on the mic.
How you doing, Marcy?
I am doing fantastic. Dr. Clarity, you're an educational leader and an athlete and a scholar. Do you consider yourself to be artistic?
Not yet. Yeah. But I know I have the great resources here in the Roane Area School District that allow me to increase my artistic ability. And I have a great guest that you're going to hear from shortly that's probably the master of increasing our ability to be great artists.
Yes, I agree. And I wouldn't say I consider myself artistic either, but I do finally remember some of the art experiences that I had in school, making mosaics and weaving, sculpting in clay with tools. Those are some of the things that come to mind for me. And we are joined today by an extraordinary educator who has brought art to life, like Dr. Clarity said, for so many VAS students over the years.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup, and I am still excited here today because I get to have a conversation with one of our extraordinary educators here in Roane Area School District, and that's Ms. Lois Viner. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for gracing us with the gift of time. You know, you're a busy educator and taking care of all of our scholars, but you're going to give us maybe 20, 25 minutes just to talk about the great world of art.
So I would love to.
Excellent, excellent. So we're going to jump right in, okay?
Please.
Absolutely. So I want to begin with just kind of your background and also what brought you into the, you know, the art world and to the education art world. And then most importantly, what brings you joy? What brings you that sense of joy with all of your scholars?
I have to start with my mother. She always felt that people should sit a little taller in their chair when a teacher enters the room. And woven within me is a thread of devotion and determination to give back to the teaching profession. It started for me, my love of art, on a dairy farm. I grew up in the rural Sauk County on a large dairy farm, and there was no time and no money for extracurriculars. It was in the elementary schools in the early and mid-60s. And after school, it was home on a bus and chores and chores and chores. So I started to draw, and it was a love of drawing landscapes, horses, things like that, that first opened the door to art. I did not actually have an art teacher until middle school, and that was fine, but truly my journey began as an art educator in high school. I had an incredibly wonderful teacher, Audrey Sennett, who taught me, taught all of her students, that art, any one visual problem can have as many solutions as there are students.
That's amazing.
That was completely different than all the academics I had had up to that point. And in fact, art opened the door to not just creativity for me, but to realize that I had something to give. At the time in elementary school, the bell curve, the old-fashioned bell curve and tracking was firmly in place. And I was on the lower end, especially in math. I was told, Lois, you're really not college material, but you'll do okay in life. And that was about it. And it was in high school in art with Audrey Sennett, who taught me, taught us all, that art can have many, many answers. And what brings me joy is passing her words through me onto my students.
That is so powerful. And you notice I sat up in my chair when you said the teacher should walk up and around. I want to make sure my shoulders are straight and ready to go and carry that on. But yeah, that was a powerful. Can I share that story?
I would love that.
People around the nation are going to know the story now because they're going to listen to our podcast.
Wonderful.
And that is so powerful because the things that we remember as students in those quotes and those phrases, and both the ones that make us feel, well, I'm going to prove you wrong, and those that inspire you to be great. And right. I think you had that example is an example of both, that you've shown that you're going to be quite more than just okay. You know, you've been phenomenal, and having that one voice in your ear from the education that takes you on that path, that's all it needs. And you never know which voice matters.
That is exactly right.
Absolutely. So I get the joy, and then I get to come to work, and I am very blessed every day to be the superintendent of Rhode Island School District, and I say that with, you know, no pause. I love to do. The building's okay, but what makes it warm and welcoming is I get to come in into our version of an art museum here at Central Office because of the amazing artwork from our scholars from around our district. And our art teachers have done such an amazing job of coming in and setting it up. We have art on easels, we have it on the walls, and then those couple of days where we're changing art in and out, I feel lost because I'm like, where's the art? It inspires us. So tell us a little more about our kind of makeshift museum over here at Central Office and how can the community come in to see it?
Absolutely. I have used that term, Rhode Island School District Administration Building Museum is what I officially title this building now because of you, Dr. Clarity. And that is when I send out a congratulations certificate to the students who I select, whose work is up here. That is exactly how I phrase it to them. Excellent. I'll tell them what's on display, how long it will be, and what bulletin board it's on. That came about, and it's a bit of a long story, but I have to share it. It gets to other topics that I feel very deeply about. My two favorite topics are Rowan Area School District and our art department. And I've been teaching 37 years, 35 in Verona. And when I first came here, all curriculum areas were required to meet on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And I met with all the other art teachers. There were six of us at the time, K-12. And DPI required that. After a few years, DPI let that go. And the art teachers just continued to meet for 35 years. And we focus on all four standards. We focus on the district's mission and strategic plan. We focus on the goals that the district has as a K-12 group. We mentor each other. But one of the main things that we do as a K-12 art group is focusing on Wisconsin Visual Art Standard number 2, which is presentation of finished artwork. So we have artwork at our state capitol. We have artwork at local businesses who ask us if we would like to. We have artwork in our beautiful high school art gallery. Mm. We have artwork on, as you mentioned, in the Administration Building Museum on all of our bulletin boards up here. I think there are probably 8 bulletin boards. Year round, we rotate boards and student artwork that's up. But that is one of the things that I think sets us apart from many other school districts and art departments across our country and our state. Students must come first. Their priority with their artwork, that is a piece of them, that is who they are. And they trusted us to put their talent on paper, we are going to showcase that in the most wonderful way absolutely. We can.
Absolutely. And we have a celebration coming up a very short couple of weeks now.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, in the first week in May at the Board of Education meeting and open to everyone. Yes. Please come in and take a look. We're going to celebrate our scholars and their amazing work, and we're going to have a gallery walk in the high school library before bringing it into the board
Correct.
Room. So tell us about how did that presentation start, and you know, tell us a little bit more about what to expect.
We started a presentation to the board 25 years ago.
Wow.
With our superintendent, and it came from the art teachers to each art teacher at the time, I guess 6 or 7 of us. One student, we'll each pick one student in our building that is showing talent, but also contributes to the school and the art room in very positive, powerful ways. We frame that art piece, each of us, the student's artwork that we have chosen, and we ask the student, is it okay if I keep this for a year? We, along with the superintendent, select a night to do a presentation to the school board. The superintendent reads the student's name, the grade level, the school site that they're from, along with a written paragraph that each art teacher has written stating why we chose that student. It's interesting that almost always when I review what the art teachers send me that I can then forward on to you, Dr. Clarity, art is mentioned in there, but without exception, the art teachers talk about the student's helpfulness, maturity, kindness, sense of helping other kids. And it is almost beyond comprehension that students are that helpful, but they are. It's just so routine for them to be such helpers, that they want to rise to the occasion. Art is something that they're happy with, fun with, but it's more than just art. We select students whose work is framed and on display for more than just the artistic quality. After the gallery walk and the presentation before the school board, then the artwork comes to the Administration Building Art Museum, and it's on display down in our welcome visitor lobby.
Absolutely.
For 1 year. The following year, we repeat. New students, new artwork, and so forth.
Absolutely. And those nights, I love them. They bring so much joy, and you get to engage with our scholars on a different level, and I just leave so inspired. And the parents, the parents come in, and they are just glowing with pride, and they should be before they are. Amazing support. And when you think the trust of a parent, you know, our children are the most vulnerable thing that we have, and we hold and care for and nurture, and they give us the blessing, the opportunity to take care of them for a multitude of days, or all hours of the day. And we take that super seriously because we want to make sure that every student thrives. But those moments when you get to see that direct interaction between parent and student, to see their work on display, to see the support and passion of the educators that are, and it all to come together in this perfect triangle, that's when the magic of education is happening right there in front of us. So
I agree, and I have to thank you. Last year you came to me with the idea of a gallery walk, more of an informal, before the formal presentation to the school board, where we were honoring the artists. But the gallery walk is a informal half hour in our beautiful LMC, as you mentioned, and it is exactly that. We have artists walking, young artists walking around looking at each other's work, their families, school board members, you, asking very rich questions. Tell me about your technique, idea development. And it is, and these students, kindergarten, first, second, third grade, and above, can repeat it all back, where they got their idea, what inspired them.
Absolutely. It's amazing. So you'll be happy to know, and I'm very super proud that, you know, my wife and I have three young ladies that are all in college now, and we have an art major. Aiko is in graphic design over at UW, and is just producing some amazing. And she purposely, her you could almost like find a trajectory between her and the art studio, just back and forth, because she is passionate about it, and I can see the joy that it brings her as well. I just mentioned one medium. Can you talk about the wide breadth of mediums and the way that art can be expressed? And because when Marcy asked a question about, am I artistic? And well, maybe it's just that not yet, not in every way, but I think everyone has an artistic skill.
I agree, yeah. And a creativity skill. Absolutely. I have to honestly say, this may shock some people, but art is not, the visual making of art, talking about art, is not as high on my list when students enter the room as you might think. Yeah. I'm more concerned with and more in tune with the child, the mood, the happiness. Do they feel safe emotionally, educationally? Do they trust me?
Absolutely.
Do they trust the art room that they're entering? And if they don't, art cannot happen. It won't happen. I have to build that trust first. You're right, though, that everyone can have creative talent. I firmly believe that if a student is reluctant, we're going to get out the sorry board game or the trouble board game or Uno cards and do a quick 5-minute game. We'll talk about some neat primary colors on the board. And then as other students bring their work over to me to check in, it's interesting how that student who might originally be reluctant can all of a sudden repeat some of the positives to give to another student. Wow. I like the colors you use. Great line, or even the words, the expressive line. And that can only come, in my opinion, through trust. But I build that trust first in the relationship first, that this is a safe place. You are always welcome here. Always. There are days I don't want to do art either. Yeah. But we will get there.
Yeah.
And we do. We do. We use K-12 and throughout our all of our sites, everything from traditional drawing and painting, clay, ceramic clay fired in a kiln, to at the high school level, and I'm not even 100% certain of all the titles of the courses, but a lot of graphic design,
absolutely,
photography, ceramics, that is way beyond even what I had in college, we have right at our high school.
Yeah.
So every medium, but also focusing on the visual art standards in Wisconsin, that it isn't just making art or hanging it up and presenting it in our beautiful museum here. It is also about talking about it. So although a student might not think that they can draw or paint, they can still talk about it, they can still appreciate it, and that is also an artistic quality.
Absolutely.
A creative quality.
Absolutely.
In my opinion, the true definition of genius, intelligence coupled with creativity. And that's when the new inventions start around our world and our country to solve our problems.
Absolutely.
So I like to hope that even non-traditionally artistic students can see themselves as artistic and creative in another way.
Absolutely. When you look at art, whether it's in our administrative building, art museum, or the multitude of museums across our nation or across the globe, there's a piece of me that, as I I'm engaging in the work, I'm trying to think, what was the artist's journey? What were they thinking about in that expression? And just watching it come to, you can almost see their life story without one word being written.
Exactly.
And in exactly the way that they are, whether it's a brushstroke or the way that you can look deeper past just the picture into the meaning is just phenomenal. And I just love being in those spaces to be able to engage with art. And it's also, you know, it's just a shout out to the creativity of our world. You know, the things that you couldn't even imagine that you wanted to get down on a canvas, or that you wanted to get down on the screen. How do you help students go to that space that they may not know even exists?
I, again, go back to the trust. The art room is a safe place. I'm a safe person that you can share ideas with or your frustrations with. I actually use some techniques with students that might be a little bit more reluctant. I use techniques that my art professors now would probably cringe at, and I use them proudly. And I was told, throw away those erasers. They need to make their mistakes into that. No, I'm going to have a box of erasers out. Don't let them trace other images. Nope, I've got a box of tracers for those students who just need a little bit of a foundation. That foundation can become the springboard for their next piece. I act for reluctant artists, learners. I put art almost to the side. I draw dot to dot, and they can connect my dots.
Absolutely.
And through that trust, then they can start on their journey. In my opinion, all those conversations we have with our students get to one of our district's ultimate goals of disciplinary literacy, and art is one of them. The expressive phrases that we use when we're talking about it, how to describe a piece, how an artist might talk about their own work or someone else's. But the disciplinary literacy is part of what we do, conversations all the time.
Absolutely.
During art.
So I'm going to do something I really do. I'm going to get a little political, but there's going to be rationale behind it.
Please do.
As we know with our, let's just say our state funding circumstances in the state of Wisconsin. We know that districts and communities have to make very tough choices because of our funding model. And we have come in, I think one of the first conversations we had when we were all looking down at that time, which was a zero increase in funding for the state. And there's always that gut, and sometimes in some districts there's a real evidence of cutting art programs. Mm-hmm. when you feel that your budget becomes compressed. And, you know, obviously I've articulated it, like, you know, we are going to value the arts and make sure that that's not something, but, you know, how do we continue to get that message out to emerging artists that want to go to the education field? Because I also hear conversations, well, I'm kind of scared to get an art degree because I see so many districts dropping programs. So we know that the Verona Area School District, I probably promoted as a world-class organization, and we will continue to support and manage. But that bigger picture of helping advocate for that is not the area that you need to compress budgets is around art. You know, what message would you deliver about that?
That exact same message. And thank you for that. It has to come from all of us, parents, school boards, leadership. Thank you for that. The art teachers, they've heard, everyone hears it from the art teachers. That's our program, so to speak, if you will. Absolutely. But it has to come from those who are traditionally not in the art field in education. The other thing that the arts provide, especially the visual arts, are the mental health benefits.
Yes.
It's interesting how a school district may cut visual art, but then hire a school psychologist or more school psychologists. And I've always wondered, you know what? You could get a whole lot more bang for your buck, if you will, by having, keep your program, a whole classroom of kids, keep a space, a quality program can give incredible, incredible mental health benefits.
Absolutely agree. Thank you. Thank you for lifting that up. And so, well, I can go here forever on this, but we want to make sure that our audience is able to, on their drive time, be able to get there safely. And so we're going to begin to come to closure here. Mm-hmm. But is there anything out there that I may have missed that you just want to make sure that the audience knows about the arts, the Roanoke Area School District, or those beautiful scholars that we serve?
It does for me, and I know for you and everyone up here in all of our administrators, incredible people. It is about the children. It is about our students. We exist for no other reason than our students. But I have to say that after being in the district for 35 years, I handpicked Verona 35 years ago because this is where I wanted to be. More than just art, I feel the act of teaching is important, to be sure. Equally important is improving the system within which we do it.
Absolutely.
And in my opinion, Verona Area School District, since the early 1990s, has used parent voice and teacher voice, staff voice, who traditionally did not have one, and put them in leadership roles, talked around a table about how we can improve the system, what are our challenges, what are we doing pretty well, but we can still improve on. And I chose Verona Area School District 35 years ago, not just for art, but for the quality of the district we have, and it has never disappointed me. I am thrilled to be here. Sometimes people, when they first meet me, so where do you work, Lois? I say, I haven't worked in 35, 37 years.
I do,
however, have the most incredible career, and that is only because of Roanoke Area School District. So I am thrilled to be here. I'm thrilled to talk with you, and I agree with you. I could go on for hours.
No. Thank you so much, and there's no better way to close. And thank you for joining us today. It's just been an amazing conversation, and let's continue to celebrate and promote our scholars in the world of art. Marcy, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Fantastic. Just want to remind all of our listeners that you have an opportunity to see some of the artwork of our students at our Board of Education meeting on May 6th at 6 p.m. at Roanoke Area High School. We will be on the second floor. We welcome you to come by and check it out. Stay for the board meeting where you'll be able to hear a little bit about each of the students who are being highlighted that day. And with that, we'll close it out. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblum. Thank you for listening to In the Loop with the Soup.